Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's go to Missouri now, where biologists are keeping an eye on the descendants of a giant prehistoric fish. They're called lake sturgeon, and they've been gliding through the depths of some North American rivers since the time of the dinosaurs. The lake sturgeon has made it this far only to become endangered. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan reports, scientists really want to save these ancient creatures.
The lake sturgeon is a strange-looking fish with a curved snout, tail like a shark, and long whiskers near its mouth. Adults can be huge, growing longer than a king-size bed and weighing hundreds of pounds.
They're just very strong, powerful fish, so they start thrashing around. It's hard to hold on to them.
Sarah Pieper is a state fisheries biologist in Missouri. In April, as she was getting ready for church, she got an urgent phone call from a colleague. Lake sturgeon were spawning along the banks of the Mississippi River near St. Louis, where we're now standing. Pieper has been studying lake sturgeon for years, but she had never seen the fish reproduce in the wild. On that day, she and other scientists watched as the fish congregated in the shallows, thrashing their tails and releasing peppercorn-sized eggs.
And it was like we had a little sturgeon spawning party on the shoreline. We were all just so excited.
Lake sturgeon were once found in waterways ranging from Minnesota to Tennessee, but populations have plummeted in the past century, and the species is now listed as endangered in 9 states. Lisa Izzo is a fisheries researcher at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. She says because sturgeon take years to mature, overfishing has decimated some populations. But she adds that river dams are also to blame.
The dams in a lot of these systems cut off their access to that really high-quality spawning habitat, so they weren't able to reproduce as successfully.
Izzo and others say protecting spawning sites is critical for sturgeon conservation. But where are these fish going to spawn? That question has long stumped scientists because lake sturgeon can be hard to find.
It's not like you can just put a net out there and catch 20 or 30 fish.
Researchers in Missouri are using technology to track sturgeon during spawning season. This spring, they captured adults and implanted radio transmitters under the silvery skin of their bellies. On an April morning, Pieper and 2 other scientists climb into a boat in the Mississippi River.
Everybody aboard. Everybody life vest.
Yeah, might want that.
They submerge a microphone in the water, listening for tagged fish. A radio receiver pings when a sturgeon is nearby.
Okay, and so we just heard a fish, and it was a strong enough signal to give us a number.
Each tag has its own ID. This fish, number 22462, was tagged 3 years ago in Iowa. Army Corps biologist Ryan Swearingen says by tracking the movements of individual fish, scientists hope to pinpoint habitats to protect.
We can help keep this area as hospitable as we can during that prime spawning period.
The project is just one piece of a larger effort to bring lake sturgeon back from the edge of extinction. So far, Pieper says, sturgeon have survived cataclysmic events over 150 million years.
You know, we had the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs. We had continents crashing into each other and pulling apart. And these fish survived all of that.
But, she says, lake sturgeon may not survive us unless we take action now to protect them. For NPR News, I'm Shayla Farzan in St. Louis.